The foreign debt of the Czech Republic has reached 1.873 trillion Czech crowns, according to the latest figures from the Czech National Bank. It grew by 106 billion last year to a sum of nearly half the GDP. According to the bank's experts, the growth was largely caused by an increase in short-term liabilities in the private sector. The state's foreign debt accounts for 25.3% of the country's total foreign debt.
The International Labour Organization has published a fresh survey on the average wages around the world. The mean salary, according to the latest data, is $1,480 per month, about 27,000 Czech crowns. In the Czech Republic, the average monthly wage, according to the ILO's survey, is some 24,000 Czech crowns. Since the data was adjusted to reflect different costs of living in different countries, survey authors consider the income level in the Czech Republic to be above the international average. Some 72 countries are part of the survey. Its authors decided to not include some of the world's poorest nations.
A shortage of white eggs may hit some supermarkets in the Czech Republic ahead of the Easter holidays, when sales of white eggs are likely to soar. In supermarkets of the Albert chain, white eggs have already sold out. Czech egg farmers only produce a small amount of white eggs. The majority of domestically produced eggs are brown. As a consequence, in some stores, the price of white eggs, which are the preferred choice for traditional Easter decorations, has doubled. In recent months, the EU's egg production has seen a decline, and prices have increased as a consequence. This was partly due to a new EU directive on the welfare of laying hens that went into effect this year, and that some countries, including the Czech Republic, had failed to implement ahead of time and across the board.
Specialty brews are becoming increasingly popular on the Czech market, the newest data from the Czech Beer and Malt Association indicates. While light, unflavored beers remain the most popular choice of Czech beer lovers, special edition brews account for 6.5% of overall sales, and experts expect the trend to continue. Beer drinkers are increasingly open to bottled beers as opposed to the preferred option draft brews. The current trends are reflected in the offerings of breweries. Microbreweries have been offering specialty beers for quite some time, but larger breweries have also started adding special brews to their offer. Especially popular are so-called Radlers, a German beer drink with juice or lemonade that has a lower alcohol content. Experts predict this category will see a significant growth over the next years.
The luxury Prague hotel, Four Seasons, is for sale. The Irish investment group Quinlan Partnership has put the property on the market for an asking price of 80 million euros, nearly 2 billion Czech crowns, the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes reports. According to Quinlan Partnership, the sale will not have any effect on the day-to-day operations of the hotel. The potential buyer will have to sign a contract with the Canadian hotel chain operator Four Seasons. The investment group's management cited the unstable situation of Ireland's financial market as the key reason for the sale. Four Seasons is one of the city's most luxurious hotels. Last year, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev stayed there. The Budapest branch of the Four Seasons Hotel was sold for 75 billion euros in 2011.